era scomposta ormai, tipo la pezza da virina del mindfully, come sta puggiacente. Namo per su su chiamo di fo. Namo per su su chiamo di fo. Namo per su su chiamo di fo. Namo quan si in pusa. Namo quan si in pusa. Namo quan si in pusa. Namo Amitofo, Namo Amitofo, Namo Amitofo, Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Tisangwang Pusa, Namo Tisangwang Pusa. Namo Tisang Wang Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagavan, Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swagato bhagavatam dhammo dhammang namassami. Suppatipanno bhagavato sawakasanggo sanghang namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyam pi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyam pi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyam pi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyam pi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyam pi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyam pi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micaccara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sura miraya maccha pamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, you all can be seated. Turn to page 3 of the chanting book. We shall continue with the Padipa Puja chanting. Ganna sarapa dipena, dipena tamadang sina, tiloka dipang sambudang, pujayami tamonudang, ganda sambara yutena, dumpena ham sugang hina, Pujaye pujaniyam tam, puja bhaja namuttamam, vanna ganda guno petam, etam kusuma sampatim, Pujayami Munindasa Siri Padang Sarorohe Pujayami Butang Kusumenanena Punena Metena Chahotu Mokang Kupang Milayati Yata Idang Me Kayo tata yati winasa bawang adiwase kuno bante paniyang parikapitang anugampang upadaya adigan hajumutama adiwase kuno bante Pali parikapitang anugampang upadaya patigan acumutamang adiwasel tuno bante bojanang parikapitang anugampang upadaya patigan acumutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dhanaparami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the born-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of powers, sharing and transformers to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Bhajan. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay, you all can be seated. So as usual, we are off the light so that we can have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Awareness-based meditation is very important. Like the word awareness, our main intent is to develop the inner awareness so that it can be like a light to actually show us the way when there is ignorance or darkness. There is no clarity. And because of that, living beings, they get deluded. Then without clarity, without understanding, they become heedless. That's how suffering arises. That's how entanglement. That's how the noble truth of dukkha comes to be. So the purpose of awareness-based meditation is to develop this inner awareness, which acts like a light, to actually give us a clarity so that we can develop the understanding, so that we can see things clearly, see things as they are. And that light, the awareness nature, is so penetrative because it's beyond thought, beyond mind. It can give rise to clear understanding. It can also insight into phenomena. And this awareness nature is like a very brilliant light for us to actually shine onto all things within nature. It's like wherever you go without light, there is darkness. And darkness is equivalent to lack of clarity. Lack of clarity is equivalent to lack of understanding, delusion. So the light that can actually awaken the living being is the true mind, your silent mind, your inner awareness nature. That's why this understanding is very important. That's why all this while I've been sharing with you all the importance of sati, the importance of developing the stability of sati so that you can realize your true mind, your silent mind, your awareness nature within, so that this light can actually help you to develop clear understanding. And this is what the teaching is all about. Like the Buddha always mentioned, for sati is life. Without sati, there is no life. The reason being, if you don't have sati, you cannot stabilize it to develop the stability of sati so that you can be ever mindful. Then when you are able to be ever mindful, you can use it to develop the meditation as taught by the Buddha, leading to heedfulness. And like the Dhammapada verses 21, 22, and 23, the Buddha clearly defined the importance of heedfulness. That's why developing the mind, training the mind to be mindful, leading to its stability to be ever mindful, then to use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, so that you can be ever mindful and constantly meditative. If you combine these two, you become heedful. And according to Lord Buddha, Dhammapada verse 21 clearly proclaim the importance of heedfulness. The Buddha said heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. That's why all of meditation centered on the development of heedfulness. You cannot be heedful. You are as if dead. You don't stand a chance. Yeah. So this understanding will lead you to develop what they call sense of importance of training the mind to be heedful. And to start, you have to train the mind to be mindful first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful, then use it to meditate, to observe, to insight into phenomena, to see things as they are, to develop the understanding. Okay, so now I will maybe let you meditate on your own. The last thing that you need to be reminded of are the four support. The four support to enable you to develop the inner awareness successfully are very important. The first one is to relax. Both body and mind completely relax. And when you are relaxed, you must not create thinking. Relax means not to do anything. To be in a state of complete relaxation, to be at ease. So don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just develop the ability to relax both body and mind. Then after that, just maintain awareness. Whatever arises within the form of mind, just aware, finish. Aware, finish. So this is to decondition your heedless thinking so that you can be in a state of relaxed inner awareness. Just aware. Whatever arises within the sense basis, the sense door, upon contact, whatever arises, aware, finish. It can be a hearing consciousness, seeing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness. Just aware. Then no need to continue with the perception, the thinking, the emotion, the stirring of the mind. All these are the movement of the thinking mind or the mundane mind that leads to heedless thinking or heedless living. Our purpose is to develop the inner awareness. So this awareness is not a knowing. That's why we define sati differently. Sati is an awareness within, before the knowing. Before you even perceive anything or try to know anything, it's just aware. At that moment, before it manifests into perception, sankhara sanya, activity of mind state and thinking, that is your pure awareness. But the moment it manifests, it becomes a thought. It becomes the mundane mano, the thinking mind. And when that arise, all things arise. Like the Buddha mentioned under Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. Our mind, the mundane mind, mano, is the forerunner of all things. Mind is here. When mind arise, all things arise. All duality, all the phenomenal world of consciousness, everything that you come to know or perceive through your senses, through your conditioning, your memory, your belief system, whatever that you hold on within your brain, all this, they will start to condition you into emotion, into heedless thinking, negativity of mind state. Because the unenlightened being, the Buddha Jhana, they lack understanding, they lack clarity, they lack wisdom. So the basis of the Buddhist teaching is to develop this inner light, inner awareness, to be aware of what is going on. So that when we understand what is going on, we can retrospectively reverse all this to an understanding. We are strengthening our views so that we are not deceived and deluded by the phenomenon of consciousness, so that we can develop the wisdom to be at peace with all things. Okay, so I will let you meditate on your own. So now I will set the alarm. You can now slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. The inner awareness is very important. And you are aware from inside. Is there is a type of ability of that true mind to be aware. That aware before the knowing is what the meditative mind is all about, the silent mind. So the awareness is just a nature inside there. It's not a being. It cannot come out and live life. But all living beings, they have that. And that is the one that is responsible for the arising of all the subsequent mundane thinking, mundane activity, all the aggregates of mind, your ability to feel, to perceive, to think, to develop emotion, to become conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile, feel and think. All come from that nature, the awareness nature. Everything that your mundane mind can do is what the Buddha called sankhara activity. And this sankhara, in fact, is content of consciousness. And sankhara normally will cover the whole 52 mind states, or what they call mundane activity component. They include your feeling and perception. And these two has to be separated out, because these two aggregates of mind are very important. The feeling is the one that can develop what they call the craving, the emotion and all those things. Then perception is the one that can let you know things, that can enable you to perceive what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. That's what the sixth sense basis is all about. That's what living is all about, existence. To be alive, to live life, you need the senses. This is how we come to develop the ability to actually know the world, to interact with the world. So without the senses, we don't exist. There is no manifestation. There is no creation. No mental activity, no consciousness, nothing. That's why basic understanding of mind is very important. We need to really develop the inner awareness nature to understand all this. This is something that cultivator of the way must actually develop as understanding. And this is basic preliminary understanding. It's from here that you can actually probe and develop the understanding. Without knowing the sense basis and its activity, you cannot understand basic self-knowledge. Who are you? What are you? And how you function as a human? Yeah. How do you know the world? How do you interact with the world? All this need the sense basis. That's why the whole of living, the basis of existence, is the 18th sense line. That's why we call our existential world the phenomenal world of consciousness. We are from this thinking mind or mundane mind that manifests. It created the phenomenal world of consciousness. So all this is what meditation is all about. These are the deeper understanding of meditation. Not just the Dhamma words. Not just the what they call theoretical teachings. The theoretical teaching, the Dhamma expression, they are not the true understanding. The true understanding is to develop clear understanding of this so-called Dhamma, the teaching as taught by the Buddha. Like the Zen analogy, Dhamma are the teachings of the Buddha. Dhamma are the words of the Buddha that actually explain the way things are, explain truth within nature. As a Dhamma sometimes can be interpreted as truth. And the essence of the Buddha's teaching are the noble truth that can make you a noble one or enlightened one. So all these, they are interconnected, interrelated. So understanding Dhamma is like the pointer that will lead you to enlightenment. It's just like the finger pointing at the moon. The finger that points towards the moon is not the moon. To realize the moon, you have to gaze beyond the finger. Means to realize the enlightenment or the awakening, you have to go beyond the Dhamma words, the Dhamma teaching. So the Dhamma are just understanding that point towards that truth or enlightenment, awakening, just like the finger. But the Dhamma is not the thing. That's why there is a Zen story, turtle having the stack of Tipitaka behind. And living beings saw the turtle carrying this Tipitaka around for so long. But the turtle's life is supposed to be very long. So they laugh. They said, the turtle, after carrying the Tipitaka for so long, yet didn't know the teaching. But the turtle, the enlightened turtle, that has the understanding, laughed back at the living being. It's only the deluded one thinks that the actual teaching is in the Tipitaka. Yet the Tipitaka are just words. It needs to be understood, penetrated. It's just like a guide, a directional sign, point towards the truth. But you have to awaken to it to realize the truth. That is the deep meaning. Okay, so now we turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We will do the invocation to the devas, then we will start our formal sharing. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakawalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammam munirajasa sunantu sakkamokkhadam Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Padanta. Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Padanta. Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Padanta. Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Iti beso Bhagava Arahang Sammasambuddho. Vijacharana sampanno subhato loko Kavido anotaro purisa dhamma sarati tadeva manusanam to bhagavati svakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko Ehi paseko opanaeko pacatang veditabo vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato sakkasango ujupatipanno bhagavato sakkasango Nyaya patipanno bhagavato sakkasango Samici patipanno bhagavato sakkasango Yadidam cattari purisa yukkani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sakkasango Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkhineyo anjali karaneyo anuttaram punyam khetam lokasati sadhu sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Then just relax and maintain attention. Then we shall continue from where we stop. We are at page 493 of this book, The Wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta, Miaohualianhuajing. We were somewhere at the commentaries. We stopped there because it was already quite late. Okay, now we will continue from there. With suffering, they wish to cast off suffering. So this is what Xuan Hua's commentary is trying to explain. The sutta say, with suffering, they wish to cast off suffering. So the meaning here is, with their suffering or misery, with the roots of their suffering, they try to get rid of their suffering. This is difficult to manage. So what is the root of suffering? The root of suffering is often translated as ignorance. It is said, ignorance and its various aspects are the roots of cause of suffering or root of pain. When the root of pain has been cast out, wholesome root remains. Merely relying on the wisdom source, awesome spiritual mind, to jump right off the spinning wheel and over the six path gates. Can somebody help me to read the Mandarin?
种种无明是苦根，苦根去尽善根存，但凭慧见为神力，跳出。轮回六道门。
So the translation in Mandarin actually is very much more clear than the English translation because I think what they did was at that time when Xuan Hua was delivering this Lotus Sutta in the United States, they had in California area where Xuan Hua delivered this. Their English, I think the English educated devotees, especially Americans, they only know English. So that is the language that they have to use. So what happened was during that translation stage, I realized in a lot of Master Xuan Hua's translation, they try to get the Mandarin words and word for word look for English equivalent, then use it to translate. That's why if you do that, the English language flow is not there. That's why it become like very difficult for normal English educated practitioner of Dhamma to develop the understanding. So like the first line, ignorance and its various aspects are the root of pain. So here, 种种无明是苦根. The Mandarin is very precise. So. Means every aspect of ignorance is the root of pain. No. It's not and its various aspects. No. If every aspect of ignorance, no. No matter what ignorance, as long as there is avijja, is the root cause of suffering. Because avijja means lack of vijja, lack of understanding of what truth is. So when you don't understand truth, you surely become heedless. You get yourself entangled. Then, of course, what they are trying to explain to you is when they are able to actually root out, the word is root out. But here they use the word when the root of pain has been cast out, then no more delusion, no more avijja, wholesome root remain. Then they merely rely on wisdom, salt, awesomeness. You see, the word wisdom, salt is a direct translation from the Mandarin word. The Mandarin word is jian, jian is salt. And the first three words is what?
Danping.
No, no. The three words before jian.
Yeah, danping, hui jian.
Ah, hui jian. So hui is wisdom, because 智慧. So danping means merely relying on this wisdom salt. The wisdom source also spiritual mind, 神力, 跳出 means 轮回六道门, means here the English word to jump off the spinning wheel and over the six path gate. I tell you, English educated surely I will give up. You cannot understand. Because the Mandarin word is very precise. Actually, the word jump over, 跳出, is not jump off. 跳出 is like you manage to actually escape, you know, escape from the wheel of samsara. So this wheel of samsara is actually there is the sixth dhammarai because they translate the 31 plane of existence into a summarized sixth dhammarai. The five dhammarai down there, like I explained before, which is the human rhyme and the four willful state of the demon rhyme, the animal rhyme, and the hungry ghost rhyme, and the hell rhyme. These five rhymes, they are the same. But there is one more rhyme, which normally we subdivide into the heavenly rhyme or the deva rhyme. Then we have the Brahma rhyme. Then we have the formless rhyme. So this deva rhyme, which is the sixth upper deva rhyme, together with 16 Brahma rhyme and the four formless rhyme, they form a total of 26. 26 plus 5 is 31. So they call all the three up there, the deva rhyme, the Brahma rhyme, and the formless rhyme, the heavenly rhyme. They call it Tian Fa Jian. That's why it becomes the sixth rhyme. So this, they call it the Liu Dao Lun Hui, means the sixth rhyme of birth and death. So to them, This sixth rhyme is the one that actually spin the Dhamma wheel. So the spinning of the Dhamma wheel is the one that actually trigger of birth and death in samsara. We call it samsara. So the translation is different. But this is Xuanhua's way of explaining. He used this, what they call, so-called stanza or poem to explain. So maybe I will read the last paragraph, then I will explain to you the little one. So after this poem or the stanza, he said, ignorance is the root of suffering. When you cut out ignorance, so here cut out means root out, root out. Because the English word, the direct translation is not precise. But the Mandarin word, the cutting off of ignorance is duan, which is very accurate. Then they keep on using this word. You also cut off suffering at the root. If you wish to cut off ignorance, actually it should be root out. How are you going to do it? Merely make use of your wisdom sword. With the wisdom sword, you can cut off ignorance and jump right off the spinning wheel of birth and death. The most important thing is to have the wisdom sword. Without it, you will not be able to get out of this sea of suffering or samsara. Wait. Yes, you know, don't move first. You know, move down. No. Go back. Okay. Sure. Before you move it, I will let you know. You see, what I want you to understand is the basic understanding of what ignorance is very important. So here, Xuanhua put the inquiry in the manner that is, I believe, quite good. Where this inquiry is, what is the root cause of suffering? He said ignorant. So normally, people don't explain ignorant of what. That's why they cannot get the deep meaning. And if you explain it this way, which is using the stanza and all those things, these are for people who have the Dhamma understanding, understand? Or what normally I say for enlightened beings. When they read, it's very meaningful. It's easy to understand. So you need to train yourself to develop the wisdom. But in Mahayana, Mandarin, they like this word, wisdom sword. It's because it's like a sword that can cut through ignorance. Understand? Because that is the usage of the language. But to root out ignorance is not to cut off ignorance. Well, ignorance has to be awakened to. When you awaken to it, then it ceases to have power over you. It ceases to delude you. It ceases to create ignorance in you. Means you need to develop the wisdom and the awakening, the understanding to actually root out ignorance. So, when it comes to understanding the first noble truth of dukkha, we need to actually establish very clear understanding of what suffering is. So, of course, the Buddha actually used the four noble truths, especially the first noble truth, which to me is very accurate and very precise. It explained to us living beings all of the realities of life and existence. If we were to go through life, live life long enough, we will experience all these eight realities within existence. The first noble truth, eight realities. And you confront them without wisdom, suffering will arise. So that understanding is very important. Not all the Dhamma words, no use. Then like the first turning, second turning, and third turning, the inquiry, especially the second turning. First turning is hearing The truth, the discourse called the Buddha, the noble truth as proclaimed by the Buddha. Then the second turning is to reflect, contemplate, and inquire to develop the deep understanding, the clearer understanding, so that you can stabilize your understanding and assimilate them into your nature. Then after that, you silence your mind to meditate, to awaken to the third turning wisdom. And this is how you develop them. So understanding the realities of life and existence is very important. So the first four of the eight realities which we have gone through, birth, old age, sickness, and death, this one is now, by now, should be clear to all Kayamita. Then you all should go further into the fifth reality. The fifth reality is about separation. Separation from loved ones. Separation from prized possession. Separation from the thing that we, living being, deludedly hold on to, cling on to dearly. So separation is a reality. When there is separation, if you don't have the Dhamma understanding, it will bring about suffering. That is the noble truth. So separation can happen in the form of death. So death can happen anytime. Sometimes due to disease, sickness, or whatever. Accident, kidnap, even nature's disaster. That can give rise to separation. So death of a loved one, death of a breadwinner within the household, all this can bring about traumatic experiences, traumatic suffering, misery. Then separation due to nature's condition, calamity, like war, riot, even due to poverty, forced separation. All this can be quite severe. Then sometimes, not only loved ones, our possession, our wealth, our property, things that we hold on to dearly, thinking that we own. During economic crisis, when there is crisis or certain nature's disaster, when it hit, it can also cause separation. You can lose everything that you believe you own. Your property, your wealth, your investment, and everything that you hold. Even your reputation when you make a mistake, when you break the civil law, or when karmic friction comes to be. So all this can bring about severe suffering. Then there is also what we call the sixth and the seventh reality. The sixth reality is relatively easy to understand when we are with people whom we don't like. Suffering can come to be. So that one we have gone through. Huh? Then the seventh one is also quite easy. When things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, when your expectations in life are not met, it can also bring about the unhappy mind, misery, suffering. Then final summary is the most important. The Buddha said, in short, it is due to our ignorance that condition our sakayadity or self-delusion, that condition us to grasp, cling, and hold on to this so-called human being or five aggregates of form and mind as the me and the I. When you do that, these aggregates become grasping aggregate. It is this grasping aggregate, upadana khandas, that I call dukkha, the Buddha said. That one we have to meditate on it. Why did the Buddha say this? That's why the second turning wisdom is very important. Then after that, you stabilize the understanding. Then you meditate into it, you silence your mind, you develop the inner awareness to be aware. Then you start to see how all this comes to be, how all this stirring of mind reaction to some experience. How do you do wrong view it condition your wrong thought? And how wrong thought condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, phobia, everything, insecurity that leads to suffering and affliction. So all this is what meditation is all about. So when you understand this reality, then you understand what suffering is. So the first sentence that Xianhua mentioned, with suffering, they wish to cast off suffering. This is only possible when you understand the first two noble truths. True or not? But if you don't understand the first noble truth, which is the reality of life and existence, and the second noble truth, which explains the cause behind suffering, then how can you cast away suffering? No way. Unless you understand the cause behind its arising, and you can also understand what suffering is, the eight reality that will condition suffering, you don't have the Dhamma. And once you have this first and second noble truth understanding, that is, you have rooted out avijja. If avijja is still there, when you confront the eight reality and develop entanglement and affliction, and yet you don't know this is suffering, then how can you get out of suffering? That's why here the commentary, Xianhua said, with their misery or suffering, with their root of their suffering, they try to get rid of suffering. Impossible. Unless you understand the first noble truth, then the second noble truth. When you understand the first and second noble truth, at least you know what suffering is. Then when you confront them, when you are afflicted, you will understand this is suffering as proclaimed by the Buddha. Then the second noble truth, there is a cause behind all this suffering. And the main cause is anxiety, self-delusion, born of ignorance, avijja. So anxiety is self-delusion that deludedly condition the living being to attach and cling on to the five aggregate of form and mind, believing that you are real, you exist, you are a permanent, unchanging entity. That's why you cling on to your physical body. You cling on to your mental aggregates of feeling, perception, activity of mind, or sankhara activity, mind state, and also consciousness. So when you deludedly grasp and cling, believing that they are real, they are permanent. You are a permanent, unchanging entity. You exist. Then the ego develops. The sakyadity manifests the personality, the ego. And this is the one that actually conditions your greed, hatred, and delusion. When you think you exist, you try to own things, you try to possess things. That's why selfishness comes to be. This will condition grasping, clinging, aggressiveness, possessiveness. Then later on, when things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, you develop anger, hatred, aversion. You become violent. Then when you cannot understand what is going on, you develop fear, worry, anxiety. You project your thought. So this is how sakyadity, self-delusion, can condition the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. And these are the evil roots that make you evil, that condition your suffering. And this is how you should understand it, not using all these Dhamma words. Okay? So hopefully with this explanation, the understanding is clearer. Okay, we move on. Okay. So the next part of the sutta says, for the sake of this living being. So the meaning is, because the Buddha sees living beings sunk in the sea of suffering. Again, the English translation, but never mind, we learn to live with it. Because Mahayana, they actually translate samsara into like 苦海呀、啊、，the main river is suffering world, that's all. That high is sea. So they actually like to use the word sea of suffering, 苦海. So when the Buddha see a lot of living beings sunk in the sea of suffering, means if you read the Mandarin version, it's a lot clearer and very beautiful. I think those who have the translation, they will understand. Eh? Then Shenhua say, being born and die over and over again, never ending birth and death, the Buddha said. So this is what earlier on Alicia had shared, eh? The Tizhang Wang Pusa, when she actually developed the vow to take all hell beings across. He know how they suffer and then they are in hell. Unending, unremitted suffering. That's why don't wait until you are down there to regret all this. While you have the teaching, while you understand, strive on with heedfulness, liberate your mind, and make sure you don't go down. Otherwise, when it happens, not easy. Like what is being mentioned under this Lotus Sutta. Be born and dying over and over again. Never ending birth and death. So the Buddha gave rise to great compassion. So the great compassion arise. So the Buddha gave rise to the heart filled with great compassion. How does the compassionate heart arise? Here the English word again, the Buddha think. Actually, he doesn't think. The Buddha reflect or contemplate. He doesn't think. Ah, these living beings are just like my own children, and daughter, son and daughter. How can a parent stand by and watch the children suffer? The Buddha don't think like that. He don't reflect like that. Oh, this is Xuanhua's question. He gave rise to a heart of great compassion, to teach and transform living beings, to relieve them of all suffering, and rescue them from the sea of misery or suffering. Forget about the English translation. I think it's, like I explained earlier on, it's word for word. But you will not get the meaning and the flow if you don't know Mandarin. But whatever it is, what you need to understand is the Buddha will never reflect like that one. He will never become so narrow like they are like my children. Because the Buddha would have known there is no mark of a self, no mark of others, no mark of living beings, and no mark of life and existence. All this he will know. But they can arise that compassion, the great compassion. You know why? Because of the thorough understanding that they have, they develop that compassionate heart to vow. That's why the first of the four basic vow of the Bodhisattva, they vow to take across all living beings. Because that vow is the one that is born out of love and compassion for the beings. Although they know under ultimate truth, or the unconditioned understanding, he know you, he know me. No mark of self and no mark of others. Even no mark of life, existence, everything. But they know there is such thing as life, existence, living beings. There is such thing as a law of karma within the conditioned world. That's why with that understanding, they make the vow. Because people who don't understand, they use the logical mind to argue. They say, when you know that there is no being to say, then why vow? Vow for what? See? That delusion. But people who understand both the unconditioned Dhamma and the conditioned Dhamma will know within the conditioned Dhamma or conditioned existential world, there is such thing as living beings. There is such thing as lives. There is such thing as existence. All this exists. within the conditioned world. Do not be deluded. That's why when you learn Dhamma without proper understanding of the complete teaching, the unconditioned and the conditioned Dhamma, then you try to act from one side, you get into trouble. Where you use the mundane mind to act, to reason. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. Where there is knowledge, there is thought base. Whereas the one that sees the Dhamma, awakened to the understanding, they understand both sides. Although within the unconditioned Dhamma, all this doesn't exist. But within the conditioned world, all this exists as real as can be. And there is meaning to life. That's why life can be meaningful, wonderful. True emptiness is wonderful exists. So all this, they were surface. So that's why I say, just ignore what the commentary say. You develop your own understanding. As you cultivate, you will come to know how the great compassion can come to be. When you experience enough of samsara, means after you have taken the bodhisattva way, after you have gone this journey long enough, you have seen enough dukkha, suffering. Then beings are of all type of karmic behavior and nature. And living beings are very, very complicated. In fact, very, very strange. Things that you never believe they can do, they actually do. And they do until you can never believe that all these are possible. That's why samsara is a place where without the real understanding, the exposure to the bodhisattva way, you cannot comprehend. That's why a lot of cultivators that we used to tell me, the pretty word, how can living being be so stupid? So deluded, go and do all these things. I say, before you know the Dhamma, you think you're very smart. You're very wise. You can be worse than them, I understand. When you are tempted by all the what they call so-called wealth and all those things, I tell you, anything also the living being can do, understand? They can even actually betray their own loved ones, understand? Their own siblings, their own family members. They do all sorts of funny things. You look at the drug addict. Just to get the drug, they can lie and they can tell everything, understand? And you look at even our present day society. You look at all the scams. And the worst one is the recent one, the job scam, you know, where you end up in Cambodia, the golden triangle, and all those things. I tell you, that one is terrible, though. They scam you and force you to do all those karmic, very negative things, to scam others from all over the world. And this type of thing they can do. That's why you look at existence, you look at life. It's not for you to say, how can living being be like that? It's the opposite way. Living beings that are deluded, why are they not like that? You understand? No? It's the other way. Because of delusion, avijja. All sorts of funny things. Things that you never dream of or expect. And it really happens and manifests. That's why as we evolve as a society, we will start to see more and more and more and more of all this. In fact, we are very fortunate. Our era, I say, we are born within the golden era. You know what is the golden era? The decades, means 10 years, 10 years, 10 years. Every 10 years is one decade. We are born like myself after World War II. Means I was born after 1940 something, the Second World War, 1954. In the 50s, we are still very backward. Basic utility also not established yet. But the education system already there, the British education system. That's why I get to receive those education and witness the society at that time. Then the 60s, we are still very backward. But when we hit the 70s, we start to see some new thing. The black and white TV, I remember. Then later on, when I graduate 79, coming to the 80s, we see color TV and other things. Then we start to see handphone, computer, and other things, the internet. We call it the, initially is the agricultural revolution, then the industrial revolution, then the technological revolution, and now we have the AI revolution and other things. And things are evolving. And we get to actually see the world that is so different now. Every decade, so much thing happened now. And the way the world has progressed. You look at the housing of nowadays and the housing of the 60s, 70s, or the 50s. They are so vastly different. And you look at all the amenities that we have come up with, the human race has come up with. It has given the world so much what we call sensuality, and maybe what the engineer's definition is. You know what is the engineer's definition? We were told this one, which is very good. An engineer is a person who can make use of the resources of nature for the comfort of living beings or human beings. Agree or not? Yeah? Agree or not?
Yeah.
Engineer very good at creating all these resources of nature for the comfort of human beings, isn't it? What are the things that you have comfort in? You not only got a proper home now. You feel hot, you got aircon now. You feel cold, they can do all sorts of things now. Then after that, your transportation, no need to walk now. Now they got beautiful transport car. Now they can have flying car also, levitate, drone, everything. The handphone, the camera, and the internet technology. I tell you, all this. Even my parents never dreamed that this is possible. My mother used to be amazed by the color TV that she see. Then the video chat with her family members in China every Chinese New Year before she passed away. She passed away in the year 2012. But a few years before that, she was full of joy and marvel. She said, wow, I said, so far, no, I can talk to the sister, the brother, then the niece, the nephew, everybody. Oh, and the voice, so real, no, with the camera, everything. That's why she was already amazed at that time. But now it's already 13, oh no, 11 years after her passing. And we have evolved a lot more. So these are the understanding that we must have. Okay? Okay, we go back to the sharing before I deviate too far away. Okay, I was talking about compassion. That's why I went off there. Okay, I think we end here. Just nice. I will mark this page. We just finished. Okay, we are at page 494. Today we only move one page. I think it's good enough. Okay, now you'll open up for second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have. Then also we can discuss on today's topic or whatever topic that you find useful or interesting, then we can go into it.
我觉得我应该早就要学了。对对对对。因为我那时候 刚回来，我不知道说什么，所以，我那我觉得我还是应该要跟
大家 share 我这个 experience。
啊，对对对，很好很好，沙洲，
我从尼泊尔回来大概也快1个月了，
哦，
这次是我第五次去，
哇，沙
然
洲，
后可是事隔8年了，其
哦
实算一算真的蛮久没有去了。
呀呀呀，
那我要先讲我去之前的状况。
嗯。
我去之前大概1个月前，我的眼睛出了问题。
哦，OK。
那个眼睛的医修是很神奇的，
哇，沙
我也
雕！
不知道为什么。
哇，沙雕！
我从台湾回来，然后我就开始视线是扭曲的，
对。
然后我去看了医生，医生跟我说要 operation。
嗯。
然后我还记得很清楚，那一天我来上课，
啊。
我就跟 Brother 提了这个事。
对对对，嗯。
然后 Brother 六那时候跟我讲一个概念，就是 self healing 的概念。
呀，对，
那
啊，
时候我听了，我觉得我其实是非常的，我不是说我认为我可以 self healing，那个概念是我其实以前知道，但是我很模糊的概念。
嗯，
所以在那时候我升起了很大的信心。
嗯。
可是那个信心不是说我可以 recovery，虽然隔天我去见了我的医生之后，他
啊，
跟我说这是不可能，他跟我说1000个大概1个吧，但是很奇怪，就2、3天后我早上起床，
啊，
他真的好了，
哦，
所以。
沙度，
那
啊，
给我一个很大的信心，
对对对对，
那给我一个 lesson，你知道
对
吗？
对对对对对。
因为我的就告诉我可以 self
呀呀
healing，我
呀，
很
可以
有
的，
信心。
啊，
然后我的医生告诉我就是 impossible，叫我不要
哈
想。
呀，
然后出来2、3天，我这个就好像一个好像在看连续剧一样的事，
对对对，
那就发生在我身上。我的医生都觉得我是
they cannot understand 啊，they cannot understand，
觉得，因为我2、3天后，我发现哎好了，然后
是。
我隔2、3天去看他，他还觉得我是 something wrong，
呀
什么？
，hallucination 啊，对对对，
结果他帮我做完检查之
啊，
后，他马上说 congratulations，
哈哈，
所以那个是大概出发前1个月，
嗯，
他让我这样子，让我对我自己更有信
呀，更
心，
有信心了，对，
但是我在出发前，
嗯。
因为这次的旅行会比较辛苦，因为
对，
我会爬到很高的
呀，那个路线不一样，
high altitude，因为我没
呀，
有尝试过，
对对对，
甚至我出发前3天，其实刚好马来西亚有一个大概40岁的 lady，她就 pass away 在大概4000公尺那边。
哦，那个 altitude 呀呀。
那时候我们就会有一点紧张，因为他40岁，我55岁，
呀。
然后他4000公尺，我要到5500，
啊，那个是很高了，我觉得，
所以那时候我有一点紧张，再加上因为我们要出发了，我要跟我
嗯，
的女儿交代，
嗯，
我
啊，
甚至告诉她我们的遗嘱什么什么什么的，
哦，啥都，
他跳起来，你知道吗？他要哭出来了，而且其实我事后知道说，其实我跟我 husband 这次旅行，其实带给我2个孩子很大的，
压力，
对，他们非常的，
啊，紧张，紧
对，
张，嗯，
甚至所以我在跟我女儿讲我们的钱啊、保险啊、遗嘱啊
啊，
什么
对
的时
对
候，
对对
她其实不可以接受。
对，对对对，
直到我的 husband 告诉他有交代就不会发生事，没交代才会发生事，
哦，that's a good one
他才放我们走哎、欸。
哇，好好好，
所以出发前其实你的心里会有一些忐忑不安
嗯，啥都，
啊、哦。那尤其是 Brother 六也知道，我每次从
你不会回来，其实我都需要一段时间才能够
对对对，
平复的，
啊，平复。
因为我会心里会非常的很难过，所以我这次4个8年我要去之前，其实是我也不知道为什么要去了。简单讲，我一直问我的 husband，你真的有必要？我的真的有必要去吗？因为其实这个 trip 是因为以前我们8年前我们只走一半，
没有走完。
天气不允许的情况之下，我们只好又下山了。所以我的 husband 认为他想去把它完成，在他60岁以前。
哦，刷的刷的，
所以我就一直跟他说，这个好像是你的愿望，不是我的愿望。那反正就是去了，然后因为我们考虑到年纪的关系，我们同队有5、7个人，我跟我的 husband 其实早3天到3500那一个高度，我们认为我们需要多3天。
Accommodate that，
那个地方其实就是。不知道记不记得8年前我在那一个 monastery 曾经
你跟我讲过，
跌到那个沼泽里面，
你跟我
爬
讲
不
过
出来。但是我跟我的 husband 都非常喜欢那个地方，所以我们这次就特地挑那个地方，我们在那边住了3天。那住了3天，当然就是我们一定会。一直去那个 monastery，其实那个 monastery 已经没有人了，它是一个大概700、800年前的 monastery。不过它是平时 summer 的时候是有 practitioner 有那些 monk 在那边，可是大概9月之后，他们就到噶玛都去避寒了，因为那时候其实就很冷
很冷，
啊。那我跟我的 husband 还是很喜欢去，甚至我们去的时候，我们遇到一个法国来的，他带他的女儿去哈，我们4个在那边等他开门，然后我们进去的时候，那个法国人他有很多问题，我还跟他说哦，他会问说啊这个什么什么，我还会跟他解释，然后那个开门的那一个老安哥哦，他就看我他。他可能也搞不清楚是他是 gay 还是我是 gay，然后没有比较那个的是，我们要走的时候，老安哥就给了我老公一条绳子，
啥都。
他就跟他说，这个给你们，我还跟我老公说不要啦，他说那个是他的有他们的上司的头发。在里面，我觉得我那个当下，我觉得我不需要。可是他还说，哦，这个东西可以 protect 你，让你平安度过，平安爬过 Torona Pass。Torona Pass 就是那一个 Pass。哦，我一听，好吧，
啥都，
因为我不是很有信心。
对，
那他这样子说，而且他其实。不轻易给人，他也不是为了他没有要钱哦，什么都没有哦，可是他就拿出来给了我老公一条，要给我一条，我拒绝他，然后后来他说的那句话，我就很高兴的接受了，所以我的老公说不要拒绝人家的祝福，
啥都，
不管那个东西是不是有什么法力边什么，不是，那是一个祝福，你要很高兴的收下来。
啥都，
所以我们就很高兴的在那边，而且因为那个地方是我蛮熟悉的，虽然已经8年前去过，所以从那边其实是开始很恐怖的旅程。为什么？因为我没有 expect 到它是那么危险，因为它不止它是高海拔，而且因为它整条路。它是落石跟雪崩不断，而且它那条路非常小，而且是你只要一滑下去，
没得救。
就 God bless you。
Yeah, God bless you。对。
那其实我跟我老公都花了好几次。
哦。
可是都还好有人抓住。
嗯。
甚至我老公都已经跌下那个托儿盖，赶快去把它
拉起来。
拉起来。否则的话，其实那种状态是需要 helicopter 才能吊得
对
上
对
嘛。
对对对。
所以其实整路都是这种状况，所以你会发现你在跟你的恐惧感
杀掉，杀掉，嗯，
搏斗，你知道吗？
对对对对对，
因为那不是说走得很辛苦的问题，
对，
是你一看下去，其实我没有惧高症哦，可是你一看下去，那个是看不到底的。然后它是一条很小的路，那你就看着，因为有很多马在做运输的工作，
哦
连
，OK。
马都好像要滑下去。然后我跟我的老公并不是运动神经很好的人，
对对
所
对
以我们都非常感谢我们的 porter 跟我们的 tour guide。
，Yeah，很重要啊！去爬尼泊尔爬山的 border very
他
important。
其实是好像照顾妈妈一样。
对对对对对，
甚至后来只要是下坡，他一定牵我。
对对对，
上坡一点都不辛苦，喘而已。
嗯
可
嗯，
是下坡是，你就是一滑就是
对
下
对
去
对
了。
对对对。
所以为什么我终于知道为什么那个保险会那么贵？我们
哦
十
，OK。
天一个人10天美金大概400块，
哦，no wonder，嗯。
因为随时需要 helicopter
呀
来救。
呀呀呀，那个 risk is very high 啊，
对，但是其实为什么我跟我的 husband 非常喜欢去尼泊尔爬山？其实有个重点就是它的天数很长，
嗯，嗯，嗯。
它通常需要大概10天、10天、12天、14天。它
嗯，
跟去爬 KK 是不一
不
样
一
的
样的，不一样的，嗯，
，KK 是冲上去冲
对，
下来，
对对对，
但是尼泊尔的爬山，它会让你，除了自己的喘气以外，什么都没有。
嗯，
所以你会很，而且它可以渐入佳境。
嗯。
渐入佳境就是说，你可以从很莽撞的情况，而且再加上它的物质环境实在太差，
嗯，
它的房间或者是食物，其实到了高海拔一定是吃素的，是
对
一
对
定的。
对对
那你会
对，
发现你的食物非常的 simple，就是饭，然
对，
后有一点点菜，一粒
嗯
蛋，就是这样。
嗯嗯。
可是你会发现你的健康情况为什么会那么好？
呀，越来越好，嗯。
因为你在喘气的当中，你其实是非常的跟自己的心在一起。
杀掉，杀掉，杀掉，
那那个当然，所以我们这次会发现说，虽然外在环境不好，可是
嗯，嗯，internally，嗯，很好，
甚至一天可能需要走
呀，
10个小时，
对，
再加上那个地形的恐惧，可
对。
是你会发现，当你跟自己完全在一起的时候，那些都不是问题，
呀，杀掉。
而且。为什么那个健康状况会比在家里好那么
好，那
多？
么多，对对。
然后你在走的过程中，你并没有想什么事情，因为你已
对。
经融入整个过程、整个大自然里面，
对对
所以
对对，
你会发现
杀掉，嗯。
那个就是你要的。如果那个东西可以就是在家里就是这样，
对，
那个就是你的目标。
呀，杀掉，
那所以虽然那个温差其实非常的大，因
嗯，
为到因为我们一直在4000跟5500之
呀
间一
呀，
直
很
上上
高了
下
咯，
下，
那边很
那
高，
边是大概会到-20度，
呀呀，
甚至我们好几天是必须3、4点就出发。
嗯嗯。
你有曾经尝试过在黑暗中？那明明是山谷，你根本你就是靠着你的头灯，
对
然
对，
后你就是只听到自己的喘气声，
对对对，
那种感觉，我觉得我非常的难忘，
嗯，
而
抓
且
住，
我非常的 enjoy 那一种。
呀呀呀，
所以为什么那个爬山会让人那么
对，那么多兴趣
啊？
啊，they like to go，嗯。
因为你试过一次，你就会觉得身体的辛苦一点都不辛苦。
对对，
所以其实，在过程中曾经发生一件事，就是我们跟我们同队的有一个 Malaysia 的，其实同队的都是30几岁的啦。
嗯嗯，
其中有一个小姐，她是政府的 pharmacist，也很 senior 了，所
嗯嗯。
以她认为她已经准备了所有的药，可以解决所有的问题，可以解决所有的问题。
呀呀！
但是她被落石打到，
哦，
她其实走在我的老公，走在我的老公前面一步，
嗯嗯
啊。他被落石打到他的脚，他一打到马上就是躺下去，因为那个很痛，因为
呀，
太高，而且托盖虽然有发现有落石，可是你是来不及
对
逃，
对
你
对
逃
对。
前面还是逃后面，那就好像 bowling
呀呀
那个保龄球一样，
呀，
你
呀呀呀呀，
打他会去
对
哪
对
里？
对对对，
然后打到那个小姐
脚，
的脚，所以她整个是发炎的状态，而且。
哦
他
有，
打到的时候，他的裤子都破掉嘛，他
哦
就整个
有，
躺下去，我们以为非常严重。
嗯。
其实那个时候，因为我在他，我他后面一个是我的 husband，然后再一步就是我，
啊，
所以我们看得很清楚。然后在他整个受伤的过程里面，我不敢很残酷的告诉他这个就是他嘛，
啊，
为什么？
很难跟他讲的，
因为他是 pharmacy，他对他的药非常有信心，他
对
认
对
为
对，
没有什么病，
能够啊。
对，可是他没有算到他是被落石打
对
到，
对对对对，
所以这是一个怎么讲，一个 lesson，
lesson to learn，嗯，
但是他去 react，他认为他以他 pharmacy 的丰富知识，他认为应该怎样。所以更惨，
对，是啊，对。
所以在那边你就看得非常清楚。虽然可能发生在别人身上，你就会第三者旁观，就会看得很清楚。原来当卡玛这样子
对，
ripen 的时候，
对，
你如果去，
没有在 escape 了，啊，
如果
没有在
你
escape 了，
问他为什么就是打到他，不是打
对，
到我的 husband，
对，
不是打
对，
到我。
对，
打
对，
到他，而且
对，
他是对他的药最有信心的
对，对，对，对，对，
哦。结果他去 react，所以他整个状况就是比我们50几岁的
糟糕。
还糟糕。然后你会发现，你我，可是因为我觉得我如果告诉他这个就是卡玛，你要接受，
他很难接受，
很难接受，因为他认为他已经准备了所有的
对
药了。
对对对，他又这么年轻呢，嗯，
是，所以我们就我其实没有讲什么啦，可是
嗯，
我心里就跟我老公说，其实这个是演给我们看的。
对对对对对。
但是演给我们看，虽然他当事人，我不知道他有没有因此
嗯，
而觉得他不应该这么固执。他不应该那么 stubborn 什么，可是我们看得很清楚哦。
对对对 ，To us is very clear on all this, the sign of
对
this，
对对，
很明显的，嗯，
海马为什么打到他，而且打到是
对，
非常有，
效果的地方。
他认为他是最有准备的人啊！你头痛，我给你吃头痛药；你睡不着，我给你吃什么药？什么药都有哦，真的好像带一个小型 pharmacy 上去啊。可是他发生了这样子的事情，他完全算不到，
呀，算不到，
他准备不了，
对，
所以 这样子对我们来讲，不过其实这一整路，我觉得我跟我的 husband
Very
都
blessed,
非常啊，
very
对
blessed.
我们有一次我的老公回头看，往山谷下看，他就告诉我，他觉得这个是非常奇妙的一件
对
事
，like a
情，
miracle, to have gone through all this,
对他觉得这是非常感动的，不是说你多厉害，而是你可以这样子 go through，然后你又被 protect，然后你又可以很 enjoy 在那个当下，
啥都。
所以你会发现，而且其实说真的，这次我在噶玛都也停了大概前后5天，前面3天，后面2天。我发现，其实我这次去那些所谓我喜欢的 temple 都是关着门的，
对，
都是关着门的哦，不像以前我那么 lucky 去都是开着门的哦。虽然旁边的 security 会看我去那么多次，没有一次进去，他告诉我你从后门，所以我还是有从后门有进去。可是我发现，我很多地方我都没有进去，那甚至我回来，其实我完全没有以前那种悲伤的感觉，
没有了，啥
对，没
都，
有那种悲伤的感觉，所以我觉得很奇怪，诶，照理说以我的个性，我去不去，我应该会非常的
啥
悲
都，
伤。
That's why 佛法了解了，会改变你的 way of looking at things，整个不一样了，整个过程不一样。
对，那你会觉得你还是很感恩，
Gratitude become more and more。
对，然后虽然你没有进去，或者是虽然没有那么顺利可以进去什么的，但是你会觉得，那已经不很重要，所以有别于以前，我回来需要很久的时间才能够平复，其实这次。
不需要了。
对，而且发现怎么回来没有任何的感想，
啥都，
是吗？我应该要高兴吗？
呀。
因为我甚至在想，我来上课，我在想，我应该要 share 我的 experience，但是我发现没有什
啥
么
都，
好 share 的呢。
哎，很多啊！你今天学的真的 very beautiful 的嘛，真的 a lot of things cultivate all the way we understand and learn。This is what you will experience and go through。even 我们以前 Gayamita 也是有experience 过几个 trip 嘛，最明显的就是梵净山。You remember those who went with me to Phan Ching Sai? You know, that whole journey up, luckily we took the reverse, the reverse flow. The people come down and we go against the one. But that one need to thank Mr. Where he go and did a survey, then he said the direct route very difficult, very tough. Because we also at that time not that young. But that Phan Ching San, you remember when we go up to the Twin Monastery up there at the peak there? As you go up, because the altitude is quite high, the cloud were actually all over. Then you dare not look down. You look down, like what Hui Rong mentioned, you cannot see the tea. You cannot see where the valley is. And as we walk, just like what Hui Rong mentioned, the body and mind, and the awareness as one, you don't feel it, no. You keep on walking with joy, with understanding. Then I remember towards the later part, before we reach the summit, we need to rest. So when I rest, I take a look. Wow, I say, how did I manage up all the way? Because it was so steep, huh? If I look down, I tell you may not be able to walk all the way up. If without the understanding, you will have fear, worry, and anxiety. But all of us went up, no? Even Brady was went up. No? Oh. So nothing happened to us. No? Yeah. And there was so much joy. When we were up there, of course, a lot of joy. Freddie also up. Raymond and Yun-chan also were there. Yeah. So beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we also, I think, somewhere at the before we went up, there's a temple place where we had our lunch. I think on the way down also we had our lunch. Then the whole journey was very beautiful. Yeah, very beautiful. Very cooling, altitude relatively high. Then the other one is, I remember, Huangshan. Huangshan. Then the Shangri-La, Yunnan. I think the Shangri-La one was quite high, the altitude. But 没有你的尼泊尔这么高. I think ours is, I think, we reached there almost Tibet already. I think about 4,000 over meter, I think. Not 5,000 yet. 4,000 plus or whatever. But there also, there were people who have this altitude sickness. There was one group from China, I remember. They have to take the flight down. Because of the altitude sickness and all those things. But they didn't acclimatize. So our earth was good. We acclimatized at another place, which is about, I remember, 1,000 meter lower. Then the next day, only we drove up. So because of that one day acclimatized, where we were up there, we don't feel anything. Then, like your case, you mentioned about your eye, 那个会自己 self-healing. It's very true. It's very true. Because that trip when I was in Huangshan, you remember? I told you all, my eye, I got this occlusion. Actually, the vein, the very small capillary, it actually burst. No? It's like I got a mini stroke in the eye. No? Yeah. Then the blood actually, they just like shoot out. That's why I been mindful and sensitive. I still felt something wrong. One of my eye, I remember the left eye, I felt something not right. I told my wife, I say, I don't know what happened. But then I just continue with the journey. I don't feel pain, nothing. I only know that something happened. Then it affect my vision a bit. Then when I came back, like, you know, I went and see the Mid Valley specialist, all the eye specialists there. Then he go and do a check. But he luckily, the specialist was honest. He said, normally for your case, we will not do anything until 3 months later. If 3 months later the thing persists, then we will do something. So for me, I just have to accept what is being advised. Then also my wife, government servant, I can go and make appointment with HUKM. They also have a very good eye specialist center. So I went there and do a counter second opinion check. And they told me the same thing. That's why after that, I know already, no problem. So I waited. Within less than 1 month, I remember, I fully recovered. And I fully healed, where I rested enough. Then after that, I went back to HUKM. I didn't go back to Mid Valley. HUKM, the doctor checked. After 2 months, I remember, checked. He said, hey, you are normal already. He said, healed already, so no need to do anything. That's why I told you, the self-healing is possible. Our eye, our physical body, when you have enough rest, when you have enough understanding, your mind is in the right frame of mind with the understanding. No fear, worry, anxiety, or say. It actually go through a healing process. That especially if we are cultivator, if we meditate. Your awareness-based energy at night, they actually can heal you. They heal you. For me, if it's normal flu or what, I only need to rest, then I recover. Thank you. So all these are possible. Then for Hui Rong's case, it's very good because After she heard what I told her, she got faint. Oh, that hurt really very fantastic. 3 days, I think. Oh, straight away that symptom gone. Then she said she already healed, recovered. Then the specialist don't believe her. He said, this is nonsense. He said, nobody can do that. He said, then he did a thorough check. Then after that, congratulate her. He said, oh, really, congratulations. That symptom gone already, no more. All these things are possible because her faith is very strong. Yeah, you know. Then her this trip sharing is very good. Yeah, all this is to show to you in life, when we are part of existence, a lot of things actually is like already causes and condition from the past already set. Understand? It's only whether you understand or you don't understand. So meant to be will be one, like that tree. But because Huirong, he has the understanding, the Dhamma, then the husband also, wise guy. That's why I can become Huirong's life partner, or husband. So all this actually play a role. And like he developed the understanding. That young girl, the pharmacist, 34 years old, so much younger, was in front of the husband, and the husband was in front of Huirong. And they were seven plus the guide, maybe eight or nine of them, and the porter. Then of all the things, that snow thing that actually came down rolling, hit her in between, no, not the rest. No. It's just like when I was young, I remember I told you all the coconut leaf, the coconut tree, the green leaf, no, not the dry leaf. It's crazy, green leaf, no, not the dry leaf. No. From the coconut tree, a very tall with the wind. Actually went on her and hit the three of us. Actually, I was sitting in the middle, so not likely to hit me. There are two left and right, my friend. And that time I was very young, I think 7 or 8 years old. That coconut leaf, because it's still green, the momentum was so strong, it hit my back. It's like I know. Later on, when I grew up, it's payback time, coming, My left shoulder, I remember. What is this bone behind? There's a big bone here at the back one. What do you call that? It hit that one, and I flew almost 20, 30 feet. Like a bullet train. Oh, my friend, then my classmate panic came to me. What happened? They say, I don't know. Then they saw the coconut leaf, green one, not dry one. Normally the one that fall is dry one, and meant to be one coming. But I didn't feel any pain or what, because but the blood ooze out. Well, one, like Huiron described that pharmacist, when it hit, the pen also burst. My shirt also burst off. Then there was a hole, and the blood oozed out. They panic, they carry me back to my father's shop there. Well, my father is a Chinese medicine, so my father very good. He immediately put me on the bed, get the cotton wool and all the medication. So he put behind and asked me to rest. Then after that, he said, don't move, he said. Stay in that position until the blood clot, until the blood no more like free flowing. So I remember I rested for about 40 minutes, 40 minutes. Then I felt okay, but that time young, you don't feel like you suffer, but of course after after the blood clot, when I was about to like move, then I felt a little bit uncomfortable on it. I didn't really felt any suffering. But then when I grew up, when I look back, I knew this is coming. I have to pay on. That's why I used to share with you in the early days. Before the age of 12, I realized I had to pay back a lot of this minor coming up. And I pay back in a way where it's not that dangerous or no. Like I got cut here and there. It's because last time you walk around, you don't wear shoe. Sometimes you wear slipper, but slipper, the nail, all those things can prick through you. Then sometimes this broken glass in the kampung area, they can actually cause problems. So because of that, I realized during that time, I have to pay back, but very minor. So all these are coming. Then I can see later on, after I develop the cultivation, the conditioning and all those things, the karmic conditioning, the causes and conditions, the sign, everything. Then I realize that like you cannot escape one unless you have wisdom and understanding. You know it's coming already. Like I share with you a few occasions. But then you cannot avoid one. You have to go through one. That's why I want to find out. I want to know. That's why I went through. Then I realize all this, sometimes it's meant to be, will be one. The sign keep on coming and you will go on. Like Hui Rong's case. He actually don't want to go, but I asked the husband, why you want to go? And it's because he said, last trip they didn't finish. And why she and the husband go there 5 times? And this time is after a period of 8 years. It's because there is affinity in the area and meant to be one. There are some past causes and conditions. Maybe there are certain things that you have to fulfill through your past life. Yeah. That's why, for no reason, being a Taiwanese, married to a Malaysian, I want to go to Nepal for one. Like my daughter, they go and climb Mount Everest. What you describe is exactly what I heard from my daughter. Oh. She went up to the base camp. You went up to the base camp. 5,000 meters a base camp, right? So,
base camp 4,000.
Oh, 4,000, 你更高啊?
我那个是世界最高的 pass.
Oh, no wonder. That is the highest pass. I mean,
那个云在很下面.
你去那边是应该我女儿他们上去的那个一段, 不要他在 base camp 住一两天了才上, when the weather is okay, 他们才上。 那个水全部 frozen
我们八年前去的时候就是因为整个都结冰了，所以我们就过不去。
So depend on weather.
对。
So 他们 very lucky 他的 story 也是 very very adventurous and very lucky 他那一年 recently 的那种 the flight to Kathmandu actually was suspended because the airport accident, then they didn't open. Then they wait till so many months later. Then suddenly she heard on the day she's supposed to fly, the airport opened. And she flew down here, stay with me and tell me, Daddy, Daddy, tomorrow we are going to KLIA and go Kathmandu, airport open. Oh, I say you really daring, huh? Yeah, I said. So I went with my wife and flagged them off. I think she went with them. So they flew there. And I didn't know what they were going through until they come back and tell me. Landed, nothing happened. First day open, landed, nothing happened. You know Kathmandu Airport, the reason. Then after that, they went out. They went out actually almost 3-4 weeks, I think, until the journey up and down. Then after she came back, 1 week after she came back, earthquake. That's, he saw on the TV, he said, Daddy, I was at the base camp there. So all those things happened. Then like she explained the beauty, the scenery, everything. The scenery her place, you know?
其实到5,400就是那个最高的地方，你会发现那边的，我根本没有想象过那边 是非常大的太阳，然后
对，
没有云的哦，因为
对
云在很
啊，
下面嘛。
对，That's why 它的 scenery 啊很不一样
对对，那种感觉，
啊，啊。
就像我的 husband 他说哦，整个尼泊尔的 trip 哦，他在马来西亚，他的睡眠品质不好，可是
对，
他去那边哦，
很
他
好
说
睡。
睡到好像死掉一样，
对对对对对，啊，That's why meant to be。
睡到好像死掉
对
一样。
对对对，啊，不一样了。That's why a lot of people they like to go on this trip is because the calling from inside, it meant to be. That's why 给你 develop understanding and also fulfill what you're supposed to go through. Then 有时候 before you go, there can be karmic obstruction. But because of your understanding, you overcome that. That's why you're able to go. So all these are very beautiful. 很好，你 summarize 啊，wipe up 啊，很容易杀掉。
其实，我一向有高血压的问题。那我回来之后，我发现怎么我的血压会那么的好？
哇，杀掉。
但是，我回来大概2个礼拜以后又恢复了。
是这样
所
的。
以我在想，所以是我自己心情的问题，还是食物的问题，还是什么问题？其实就是我自己的问题。为什么去那么外人看起来是很沙发的地方？
对，
我这次去，我妹妹还骂我，她看到照片，她才知道原来我去那么危险的地方，所以她整路她是没有告诉我的爸爸妈妈，她也不敢给他们看照片，因为那个看了会睡不着觉，所以一直到我们回来之后，我的没有，应该是说我们一下，因为山上到了4000以上是没有讯号，
对对对，
那一下山之后，我的 husband 就 send 那个我们在最上面那个照片给我的2个孩子看，哇，秒回哦，以前是你 text 他们是。
Never reply
很慢回
啊，
的，
是哦，
秒回哦，你们已经下来哦，OK，他们2个好像，
是哦，喘
我说
了一口
去
气。
的人没有怕，
对对对对，杀掉。
所以没有，反正回来之后我就在反省，为什么这么 suffer 的旅程，我的健康状态那么好，
啊，
所以是平时是。我自己在跟自己打架咯，应该就是这样。
呀，杀掉，杀掉，杀掉，很好，Thank you，Let us rejoice 啊。
咋
萨
的
德萨
咋
德
的
萨
咋？
德，So today sharing by Hui Rong is very beautiful and also full of understanding and Dhamma. So for those who know Mandarin, I think you will benefit a lot. But for those who don't know, don't worry. I explained a little bit already. The rest you try to listen again, then you will develop the understanding. So let us rejoice.
萨
萨
德
德
萨
萨
德
德
萨，
萨德。Okay, let us share merit, transfer merit, then we will end the whole session. Akasata ceo bumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumiditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana etawata caamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu Sabbasampati siddhiya idam me nyakinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idam me nyakinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idam me nyakinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo devo vasatu kalena sasasampati hetuccha Pito bhavatu lokoccha, raja bhavatu dhammiko, kimina punyang kamina, mame bala samagamo, sattang samagamo hotu, yava nivana patiya, sadhu, Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you.